So, sí, hay un range ahí donde los policías practican y la gente que están, los trainees, the police trainees, they do it every day. So when you come here, don't be afraid if you hear it, because you know they're practicing.
Yeah, they have to put these earphones, porque si no se puede quedar uno sordo.
Really? Pero aquí no se oye mucho.
Absolutely, se puede quedar uno sordo.
Cuando yo estoy entrando aquí, sometimes I hear it, but it's not so loud because the range is all the way over there,
Yeah.
which is great. I imagine if we were right there, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of distance, so I don't think it's a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Pero if you do it every day, you're supposed to, you know, for protection.
That's a good idea. I
Yeah.
wonder. But they have like little dummies,
Yeah.
and I think you're supposed to like target them or something.
That is the target,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, I used to do that.
Entonces, si caminas un poco más, if you walk a little further, you'll see they're building like an exercise path for the police officials or police trainees, actually. Entonces tienes que brincar, tienes que, you know.
Obstacle courses.
Sí, todo,
Oh my
exactamente. Entonces lo tienen ahí. Entonces, there's a lot of construction going around here. So I asked what was happening, and they're saying that the corrections is coming, and also FBI.
Oh my goodness. So we're expanding.
Exactly.
Qué bueno. Es bueno tener un lugar donde uno pueda crecer, porque digamos ahora estás aquí, pero y mañana puedes estar en otra posición.
Exacto, uno nunca sabe. Y todas las chicas aquí son bien inteligentes. They're very smart. They all have background in what they do, which is broadcasting videos, and
Wow.
like actually recording and editing and all that stuff. And it's going to be great trying to learn from them because they're all experts. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing
Always
that.
learn from the experts. You
Exactly.
can always become good yourself.
Well, yeah, they're good trainers, so I have faith that I'll be able to do it eventually. Y entonces allá, entonces en el edificio 100 está el command staff. Ahí está el lieutenant, está el major. So, for instance, I report to the lieutenant, and the whole place reports to the major. I mean, they report to different people, but he's the one in charge ultimately. Aquí hay una muchacha que se llama Diana, que she's very sweet, y entonces está encinta, y no va a poder venir. She's not able to come for another 7 months. But everybody reports to her. But I report to the lieutenant, which is in the command staff. She's so beautiful. She's very young. Muchacha bien joven, bien bonita, y muy capacitada.
Gracias a Dios. Que Dios la bendiga.
Exacto.
Because, you know, being a mother is no easy task.
No, that I
But
know.
it's the best that anybody could experience
Well,
in life.
you have a lot of experience being a mother. You reared us all. We
Yeah.
have six of us. And you put us all through school. Y a mí me ayudaste increíblemente. I probably
Yeah.
could never have done anything without you. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome,
And
mamita.
now you're putting Rosetta, my daughter, through school, which is not an easy task either. And
I
your
tell you,
children,
I
too.
think that now is a difficult. It's very difficult nowadays. Porque es que la calle está mala.
No, todo
Las
está malo.
muchachas no saben portarse bien. Porque las muchachas hoy en día, it's a problem.
Exactamente.
Yo no entiendo a estas muchachas hoy
And
en
my daughter
día.
now is using, you know, I got her the phone as a protection matter when she goes to school, whatever she has to call, but they're text messaging.
Yeah, now they don't even have to use your minutes. Esto es text message. Yo te digo
Exacto.
la verdad, que ahora vamos a tener que hacer algo para saber qué es lo que está hablando en ese text message.
I'm looking, yo lo
See,
miro.
I have to check my son.
You
Yo no,
don't, you haven't
yo,
checked at all?
no.
So when
No.
do you plan to?
No, I'm going to ask Abraham to do it for me.
You can't,
Porque
porque tú no lo puedes hacer, you can't go to it
es que
and
he's
start
such
checking it.
an advanced, technologically advanced.
His phone.
Yeah. Y yo no sé ni cómo prenderlo.
Porque el teléfono mío no, el teléfono
No,
mío, tú
pero
sabes.
el tuyo sí sabe, tú sabes bastante de eso, aunque no lo creas, tú entiendes bastante, pero yo como nunca me interesé en eso de text message, yo a quién voy a hablarle
Bueno,
en
tú
text
tienes mucha gente
message.
que te quiere.
Sí,
But it
pero,
takes time, it's very
yeah,
tedious.
y entonces están usando los dedos. Eso de los dedos va a dar artritis
Exacto.
todo el día en eso. Oh my
Fíjate
God.
que en mi teléfono, tanto que yo marco, que ya se me está grabando, en the face of my phone,
Really?
it's already smeared.
So no, entonces el problema
See,
es
look, the
que,
number 8, it's like it's all
¿y
messed
entonces
up.
qué letra? Entonces cuando uno tiene que marcar la letra, uno no sabe. Pero los niños hoy en día, they memorize it.
Rosetta is really fast.
Que number 7 is, I don't know, IJT, whatever.
Rosetta is so fast on that email or that text messaging on her phone.
She'll answer faster to a text message than to answer her phone.
I think so. And
I'm
they
serious.
Do this all day. So now, Lou is telling me that, you know, since she's so close to that phone, that another way to get to her so that she behaves, to say to her, you know, if you misbehave, because, you know, she has a tendency with her friends and everything, then we're going to take the phone away when you get home from school. You can't text message. And then he says how quickly she's going to behave because she wants to do it.
You know, I wish that would be a solution to the problem.
But it's at least,
you know,
it's a suggestion.
Taking away.
Well, what do you
know,
say? You have psychology. What's the best way?
My philosophy is totally different. I believe in, you know, look for something that she's doing right and reward her.
Yeah, but
somehow.
What about the stuff that she's doing negative? How do you take that away?
You have to find a way to either overlook it and then reframe the whole circumstances. Tiene que buscarle la onda. Porque es que toda la gente en psicología sabe que eso no trabaja.
Bueno,
taking
por ejemplo,
away, taking away, taking
por
away.
Ejemplo, hace dos días ella estaba bien, bien grosera. She was extremely nasty.
That's not good.
So we're going to punish her this weekend. She can't go out. She could go out, but she can't be with her friends, that's a real punishment. You know,
yeah, that to me, that kind of punishment is like when you have finished all your recourses.
To be with her friends?
To reframe the circumstances. You've got to find ways that she will want to do it voluntarily to behave, to get her clothing out. Finding ways.
Well, I think the fact that she wants to be with her friends every weekend and I'm not letting her do it this weekend because she didn't behave, I don't think she'll be nasty again.
I think that she will be.
You do? Okay, let's try
it.
Let's use it as a test.
Try it. I mean, sometimes you have to use that kind of
training.
You know, training, yeah. A lo mejor trabaja contigo, pero yo trato lo máximo de no usar esa técnica.
So, ¿qué tú usas? Dame un ejemplo. Vamos a suponer que tu hijo te contesta
no.
mal. ¿Qué tú haces?
Well, many times I give him the silent treatment.
For how long tú no le hablas?
Bueno, no. I give him the silent treatment and he never gets a silent treatment. Porque se
pero
cuánto bien.
Minuto, día o
no,
hora.
Instantáneamente ya él sabe que yo estoy disgustada. And he'll ask me, are you mad at me? I say, yeah, I am. What do you expect? You want me to have a smile on my face?
Mm-hmm.
But we have a very good communication, thank God. And he knows that I'll, you know, do whatever I can to support him.
But if he answers you nasty and he goes into his room,
I'll say, you know, is that necessary? I say, is that necessary? We in this household believe in respect, and we try to work it out. Hablando se entiende la gente.
Claro.
Pero hasta ahora, because él nada más tiene que 15 añitos, va para 16 next month, 120. Thank you. And, you know, they go through some kind of osmosis when they hit 16, 17. So, you know, he said to me the other day, oh, you know, mother, you're the greatest.
That was nice.
Yeah.
¿Te dijo eso?
Yeah. Él siempre me da cumplidos así. So I said to him, talk to me in 2 more years.
Because you plan to what?
Well, because
the
they go through this osmosis that, hey, well, what happened to most kids?
Exactly.
No, I'm praying that it won't happen to my kid. I mean, my oldest son went through a little bit once he got to the point que estaba dating.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a problem.
But I don't remember Abraham dating except Julie.
Yeah.
When he went away, you didn't see him.
No, I have no. He was.
But
he
¿quién
went
más
to
dated
Europe.
Here? ¿Quién no salió con nadie?
Yeah, he used to have some friends.
He did?
Yeah. But the point to be made is thank God que era serio.
Mm-hmm.
Y con todo eso, it was problematic. Staying up late, 16, 17. And he went to religious school.
Yeah. Ahora Rosita likes to stay up late too, but she's like on the computer watching TV.
Well,
that's okay. It's kid stuff, you know, weekends, whatever. And during the week, también que últimamente la estoy acostando más temprano, pero no es fácil because she doesn't want to go to sleep. And then her friends are text messaging her.
Well, I would say, you know, comes 9 o'clock, 9:30, because she's always 11, so 9:30 is the latest. the phone gets shut off, the lights go off, the TV goes off, and everybody goes into the sack. It's time to go to sleep. I think that if you program kids like that early in life, like my son right now, he automatically can't stay up.
Está cansado.
For example, now que he's into football.
¿Cómo estaba en eso? He plays every day football?
Every day they do training. At 6 in the morning.
So it's the football team for the school?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's the first one in the nation.
Really?
From a religious school.
Wow. So that's good that he's part of it.
He's thrilled.
And so what position is he in now?
I don't know yet, but he's the guy that's supposed to stop them from moving.
Oh, he's like defense, I think. Yeah, I don't know much about. I don't know.
He's a first lineman. I think he told me, first lineman. He says, "Mommy, you would be so proud of me."
I know.
I said, "I'm proud of you now."
Exactly.
Because of course I don't want him to play.
I know, because you don't want him to break anything. God forbid.
I don't want to stifle him. Que la vida hay que hacer de todo un poco. Yo nunca aprendí a nadar. Ni roller skate, ni no hice muchas cosas en mi vida.
Yo tampoco. Swimming. I should have learned how to swim.
Oh my God, that's
I regret it so much.
Yeah, that's the perfect thing to do when you get older. And you
well,
know,
when you get older, you're over the hill. It's the perfect thing to do when you get younger.
I know.
Como Rosita tiene que aprender.
She has to learn.
Let's talk a little bit about Rosetta. Mother insinuated that I should put her in camp this year. I don't think so. I told her I'd rather pay you and you take her.
She can come with me anytime.
Because...
But, you know, she likes... Last year, we had a great time.
Yeah, because mother was saying... That, maybe because mami no la puede cuidar. Mamá no la puede cuidar. Yo entiendo.
It's a conflict.
Pero a mí no me gustaría ponerla en camps es por las amigas.
Yeah. Yo te voy a decir una cosa. Las amigas... Pues eso ya se puso brava conmigo. Porque la amiguita esta que yo vi que estaba con los muchachos ahí. What a stressful situation for that guy. He's in elementary school and the girl is making advances towards him. You know, what is the guy supposed to do? ¿Qué podía hacer el pobre?
Se estaba tranquilo, no dice
estaba
nada.
Tranquilo. Ella cogió la mano del muchachito, se la puso en la pierna de ella.
¿Y qué hizo él?
La dejó ahí, pobrecito.
Pobrecito, no sé.
It's a lot of stress for boys because these girls, they don't know how to behave.
They don't. Pero gracias a Dios, Rosita no está en eso.
Bueno.
No, yo no he visto.
No, yo tampoco.
Entonces, las otras madres me dijeron que tampoco está, que la están mirando y tampoco está en eso.
Pero eso nada, yo te digo la verdad, yo estaba sorprendida.
Yo creo que hoy la voy a sorprender porque ella va a ir al parque hoy. She's going to go to the park today.
Yeah.
And I leave at 4, which is great. I love the hours here.
Oh, thank God.
From 8 to
4. Well, you start early anyway.
Well, there are going to be times I have to stay, like when they're doing stuff, you know, I might have to stay. But that's not every day. And sometimes when they have... graduations,
yeah.
I have to stay to help them, whatever, but that's not every day. It's like
thank
once
God,
every two
this
three
is
months.
A blessing, yeah. Because people that are mothers, you can't. You've got to be on top of these kids.
Yeah, but today she wants to go to the park, because I told her, I'll let you go today to the park, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you got to be, you know, doing your thing. When do you think you can finish the project with her? Tomorrow, you should work on it all day.
You should see how good she is with a computer, man.
I know she is. Did you do... But I didn't see any of the research on the three people, or the four people.
Yeah, we have research, but not enough.
Not enough. And I didn't... The
she
pictures
brought
look
me
too
a
big.
Book. Me trajo un
she
libro
did?
Que ella lo había leído when she was in third grade, I think.
Really? And pero la foto va a tener que ser la más chiquita. Para que
no, ella lo quiere así grande.
Pero ¿cómo? Si no, tú puedes flip.
No, ella no quiere. Ella dice que la maestra lo hizo así.
Oh,
and
really?
I said,
okay.
Fine.
That's fine.
I said, you know what? The instructions no sirven. Because te dicen que lo pongas arriba.
Exacto.
Y la maestra dijo que lo ponga abajo. What kind of instructions are that?
I don't know, sis. Oh, God. Thank God that you're a teacher. And praise the Lord that you know what you're
praise
doing
God.
With her. Praise
yeah.
God. So tomorrow, can you just work on it? You think you could just work on it all day with her?
Yeah, we'll work on it. She's very good.
If you finish tomorrow, then you're home free with that. But then there's a science project. You already know more or less
yeah,
what you're going to do with her?
Yeah, we know what we're going to do.
How long would the science project take?
I don't know. But, you know, what they do is for the parents to do
no,
the
work. I know that.
You know how many projects ella hizo? Tantos proyectos que ha hecho. What kind of a feedback did you get?
Nothing.
What kind of a feedback?
They're ridiculous. Did they tell you when the science project is due or no?
In April, the first day that they get back from
no,
their vacation.
No, this is due. This one's due. But when is the science project
probably
due?
May.
Maybe in May?
May.
So did you want to take a break or did you want to start
no,
doing it?
No, we want to finish it because I'm going on vacation.
You're going to start the science project too?
Yeah.
Okay, so but finish this one first and then work on the science project with her.
Yeah. We have the whole week to do that.
The science and this one. But yeah. Finish this one first. This one's due.
Yo le digo que she's good.
Que ella tiene que darle muchas gracias a Dios que te tiene a ti, sis, porque tú eres una mujer muy, muy educada y eres maestra de profesión and you know what you're doing.
You know, these are...
Kids don't know. They don't know where they're coming or going. It's a
it's
joke.
It's supposed to be fun. Pero
sí,
you know what,
these
the
teachers
way they do it.
Assigning these projects, the kids don't even know if they're coming or going. What do
I
they expect?
I want to know if they're going to remember any of this stuff down the line. Maybe they will. Maybe these things are good.
So we're getting back to Rosetta.
Yeah.
Do you want to take care of her for the summer then? And I'll just give you something for
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like 3 months, right? So
we can work at it. Ahora yo no sé, me gustaría que ella aprendiera a nadar.
Well, maybe you could take her.
You know,
I'll give you the money for that.
But see, maybe if Eli finds a job, I need him to get to work.
¿Tu hijo?
Yep.
¿Qué tú quieres que haga?
Anything. I'm going to put him in Publix anywhere. Because last year he worked with Avi. But this year,
este
I don't
año
know.
No voy a trabajar? No. Are they cutting back personnel? Porque no hay dinero.
Yeah. No hay dinero en ninguna parte. Y el estrés level, oye.
Él tiene 16 años ya. Él puede trabajar en la biblioteca también. Sería un buen trabajo.
Well, because of the allergies, no me gustaría.
Los libros.
Tú sabes, dust mites. He's very allergic.
So what did you have in mind for him?
I don't know. I said Publix.
You want him to work at Publix on the street there, 95th Street by the house?
Yeah. You know anybody there?
I could go help you. I could go talk for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not that you can't. I mean, you do. You could go do talk.
Well,
to
I
as
applied
well.
Last year, but it was very late. And they already had hired todo el mundo que ellos necesitaban.
We can go and find out. We can go and when I'm there, I can inquire for the summer. Like what hours?
They make you go and fill out this application.
Right. ¿Cómo que a las horas tú quieres que trabaje?
I could drop him off, pick up Rosetta. Pick up Abraham, Eli, drop off Rosetta. No conflict of interest.
Pero qué hora más o menos? Like from 8 to, or 9?
9.
9 to...
9 to 4.
That's
it's
good.
A whole day.
I can ask. And when I'm there next time, voy a hablar con el manager, preguntarle. He's 16 years old, no?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 16. He'll be 16 April 30th.
It's a great location.
Yeah. I like it. And, you know, the supervision there probably is better than other places.
Exacto. Y al lado la casa is not too far from the house.
No.
Don't maybe they can teach him how to be a cashier instead of a bag boy. Or you want him to be a stock boy.
Whatever. I don't care.
If he did
I
a cashier.
I don't want him to be a stock boy.
But cashier, but, you know.
But usually they have women doing cashier.
Do they? No, they have some guys.
I've never seen a guy there.
I don't think I've
the
seen
bag
a guy
boys.
There.
Yeah, the bag boys are guys.
Do you want me
and
to request?
And they're really handicapped, the ones that are bag boys.
Yeah. Do you want me to request to see if they can train him how to be a cashier?
He's good at math, but
no,
will
I
he
know.
Be bored with that? I don't
cashier?
Know.
Cashier? If not, then what is it left? The stock, well, there's the deli.
Oh, he
to
will
make
like
sandwiches.
That, but you can't work in there until you're 18.
Oh, really? So you've done your homework.
Yeah.
Tú conoces.
Only why. I tell you why.
Porque si se cortan.
Sí. Le puede pasar
a mí no me gusta. Tú ves, Rosita no la pusiera tampoco. I didn't think about the machines.
No, the machine. Pero I thought maybe instead of the machine, let him. He likes baking. But you can't. You gotta be
not
18.
Even in the baking section.
No,
no se puede hacer.
No se
porque
puede.
Él sabe hacerlo. Y él tiene todas las herramientas. No, que they have their own
no,
anyway.
No, and
so.
He loves it. Le encanta baking. What did you think about the brownies?
Oh, they're outstanding. I ate them all.
Oh my God.
And then mother goes, oh, there's some more left there. And I go, no, ya yo me lo comí. Entonces me lo comí todo un día siguiente al otro. Y cuando Rosetta fue, dicen, ay, te lo comí de todo. But I, see, I love sweets. That's my problem, sis. You
yeah,
don't like sweets as much as I do.
No.
I mean, I love sweets.
No, I can take it or leave it. No me hace nada anyway. Lo que sí hace es ponerte gorda.
No, yo sé.
And I don't need that.
No, not at all. We don't. None of us need that.
No. And I was reading, you know, que sugar is bad even for cancer because the
really?
Cancer cells, yeah, they feed on sugar. Mm. So that's not good. Mejor,
yo no sabía. You should tell that to Rosetta because Rosetta loves sugar.
Really?
We're gonna,
Dios que la cuide.
Sí, Dios que la cuide, pero tienes que decírselo. Sí, esa parte yo no sabía. Maybe
sí.
Not for sure, you know.
No.
That'll cure me every time. Because I love
had an
sweets.
Article that someone sent me en el internet. Sí, ahí decía todo lo de eso. ¿Sabes quién no tiene, Marcela?
Really? I mean, Marcy eats a lot of sweets, too.
She
Have
does?
You spoken to her lately?
Yeah. She called me the other day. Yeah, happy go lucky.
¿Cuándo vas a ver el apartamento de ella?
Tú sabes, yo no tengo tiempo para eso,
Tienes
mamita.
Que ir, porque te vas a friquear.
Pero es que a mí no me gusta heights. Anyway.
No, but you gotta go, sis. I'm not kidding. You have to. Promise me you're gonna go. Go with Rosetta this week coming up.
Okay, maybe.
No, you have
with
to.
With Rosetta, I can go.
Yeah, go with Rosetta.
I'll take her to the pool.
Yeah, maybe you can teach her how to swim, porque tiene que saber.
I know how to teach, pero yo no sé nadar bien.
Pero
ahí,
mira a ver si le puedes
no
enseñar, porque lo que
anyway.
Pasa es que todas las fiestas ahora del summer, people know how to swim, and she's the only one that can't go to the parties. I mean, I take her to the parties, but then she feels like
Just
she's left out.
It's a drag not to know how to swim, man. Hay que saber, hay que saber. Porque estamos surrounded by water.
I know, sis.
You know?
But I don't know what to tell you, porque ella no se quiere mojar la cara y no sé cómo va a aprender.
Y a mí no me gusta el agua fría cuando uno va al swimming pool. Ahí no me gusta. Y si va uno al mar, to the
no,
ocean.
No, you know what happened at the ocean the other day?
What happened?
When we went to the park, all the kids decided they wanted to go into the ocean. And, of course, Rosita no fue. They fue, pero no se metió en el agua. And all the kids got stung by...
Man of wars?
Yep, todos.
Oh, my God.
Y estaban llorando y gritando. Y yo estaba feliz que mi hija no había entrado. No estaba feliz pues they got
no,
hurt.
No, of course.
Y no llamé a las madres para que
vinieran. I think if you put vinegar, no?
I think one kid was urinating.
Or pee, yeah. It's supposed to stay.
Pero yo, pero todos los niños llorando porque dice que le dolía mucho. Y Rosita, tú sabes, pero eso tampoco no le ayuda a Rosita porque le da miedo entrar al agua porque ella, tú sabes que le da miedo de todo. So if she would have gone stung, that would have been her first experience. She wouldn't have been going back in the ocean, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my God. Pero no tenían el flag out there.
No.
No?
There was no flag. This was by Hallover.
Yeah. No tenían un lifeguard.
No tenían.
No lifeguard.
Nothing.
That's not good.
No, that's
not
terrible.
Good at all.
So.
Yo te digo la verdad, mira eso de stingrays. Eso es muy peligroso y ahora yo no sé qué está pasando. Que hasta they're coming down to the shores and, oh my God.
It's very scary. Yo le tengo mucho respeto
al agua. So the ocean is going to be off limits for me anyway. A Leno le encanta el agua.
Really? Well, you know what? Now that Aloy is behaving, we should go back on the ocean because I don't think he's going to be wild.
I hate it.
I hate it too, but you know he loves his boating.
I know.
And his kids have been using it every weekend. Los niños.
Let him go out with his kids.
No, I know.
Say, honey, I'll wait for you here.
On land. I'll go to the movies while you're on the ocean. Unsafe territory.
Yeah. No.
Él encanta su bote. Oh, pero no, últimamente no está yendo nada. Nada más los niños. Like, they took over his boat. And in a way, I'm happy.
Yeah, let them have it. You know who likes it?
Who?
Eli, my son.
Really?
He even wants to play, he wants to learn how to fly an airplane.
He does? Do you know, Aloy knows how to fly.
Yeah.
Has his license and everything.
A mí no me gusta nada de eso.
But I told him, don't go get your hours. You know, you have to renew it. You have to renew it. You don't renew anything. Porque yo no me voy a meter con él. I'm not going to go on an airplane with him.
No. I did it once. I went on an airplane, que era chiquitito. This guy told me that he was a doctor. He lied about that. This is when I was single.
Oh, yeah. Is that who, John, you met my sister, right?
Yeah.
John, in the refrigerator, sweetheart, there's a thing called an empanada. I bought it yesterday. You weren't here. Have one. You're going to love it. I bought it at a Colombian restaurant.
Oh,
that's
good.
Where we're going to go to lunch today.
Yeah,
un restaurante más rico. It's Colombian, and they're empanadas.
They know how to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you cook too, sis.
Yeah. I cook 7 days a week. A mí me gusta cocinar.
Sí, I don't.
A mí me gusta.
I don't because although for Aloy, like this week, I made him some filet mignon. I made him some filet mignon this
week.
Don't
overcook it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, and then I made him a salad. And Rosette, of course, estaba comiendo su macaroni and cheese.
That's okay. Ella come lo que le gusta. No come cosas que le sea nutritional, you
bueno,
know?
Está comiendo pizza, which is the cheese and a little bit of the sauce.
It's also very fattening.
I know. The French fries, está comiendo los chicken nuggets. She likes those.
Also fried food.
Yeah.
Eventually,
she's eating more salads,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, eventually, yo creo, no sé. Yo creo que ella va a comenzar a comer mejor.
Yeah, she's eating chicken Caesar salad now.
That's good. That's very good.
So I need to go. As a matter of fact, today I think I'm gonna go to Publix and buy her some more chicken Caesar. She loves it.
Yeah.
You know the ones that come back. Yeah. Ella encanta comer eso.
Es que hoy en día como uno está tan ocupado, oye, yo cocino en 20, 30 minutos, pero with the help of a lot of people. For example, you know, like for instance today, ya yo tengo Rossetti. It's just, it's a pasta that is stuffed. All I have to do is heat it up, put the sauce on top, a little bit of sugar, and I have a meal with a salad.
But what's in the pasta? Cheese?
Yeah, it's stuffed shells. So that's one meal.
¿Y cuánto tú
so when I
todo
say
mundo?
Que yo tengo ayuda de otra gente, quiere decir que I use frozen vegetables.
Oh, I thought you meant you had Eli and Leonard helping you.
No, are you kidding me? I'm serious.
Did they ever wash the dishes? Because yesterday,
no,
Lloyd
they
was
never
washing,
washed.
Lloyd was washing the dishes yesterday. I was impressed.
No,
because you know he never would wash.
They're
the dishes.
They're allergic
before.
To water.
Yeah.
They never wash the dishes unless, of course, I say, you know what, I'm on strike, y no voy a lavar hoy. Ahí que se queden las cosas. Oh, they don't like when I say that.
Right.
I say, how would you like it? Just because I'm a housewife, I'm always washing.
No.
I'm going to get arthritis, God forbid.
No.
No, es que me duelen los dedos de verdad.
No, that's not good.
Yo fui al médico y le dije, do you think this is arthritis? Me dice, no parece que sea arthritis. Y le dije, pero doctor, I have a terrible pain in my finger.
Not good.
So I success is the kickboxing. I shouldn't do kickboxing. I love kickboxing. How could you take kickboxing away from me?
Exactly.
It's my life.
You love kickboxing. I need to start on my treadmill también.
Oh, my God. I tell
ahora
you, I wish
Eloy,
you would go
Eloy
with
está
me.
Ahora. Tú sabes que va a coger otra gas station.
Sí.
He got rid of the one in South Bay.
Gracias
and
a Dios.
He's going to take one, 2 weeks, but this time he's going to have an associate because it's very expensive.
I know.
His cousin, an Opalaca.
Yeah.
So it's going to say it's very nice. It's big. To start, he's going to take one, and then maybe eventually he'll have another one.
Yeah. Bueno, ese es el negocio de él.
Yeah,
eso es lo que él sabe. Él sabe, digamos, the accounting, what, how much he's going to make. And he calculates
no, and he knows
todas esas cosas.
When it comes to running a retail store and your gas, that's his expertise.
That's his business. I mean,
and people actually look for him to ask him his opinion as like a consultant. I say, you should charge.
Yeah.
Instead of giving free opinion.
Yeah.
La gente cobra.
Dios lo bendiga. Tú sabes, he knows his business.
He does.
And the way he conducts himself, people look up to him.
Yeah, he's a very serious guy.
Yeah.
Now he's more serious.
Pobrecito.
No, he's really serious. But yesterday we were watching TV. All of a sudden he says, do you need anything from Publix?
Oh.
And I said, what? And then I told him I needed some Ajax and soap, and he went and he got it for me.
Well, you know, a relationship goes through a lot of different phases. You know, like I'm trying to rent this house. Ay, no quiero saber. I'm going crazy with
it. Did you rent it or you
no,
didn't?
No, not yet.
People
tell me, oh, sí, ya voy para allá, señora. Y me dejan esperando 2, 3, 4 hours y no vienen.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
So anyway, do you have your condo? El condo que tú tienes ahí?
Tampoco está alquilado.
And the beach?
Yep.
¿Cuánto tú rentas ese lugar?
$1,500 and it's beautiful inside.
El condo. Dos cuartos.
Dos cuartos.
¿Donde tenía Isaac su apartamento?
Sí, pero el mío es mucho más lindo porque está todo limpiecito, pintadito. Lo que pasa es que están arreglando.
¿El edificio o el
apartamento? El edificio afuera. Le están poniendo todo nuevo, pero no han llegado to my unit.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, the
so
only thing
gonna
that
put,
you can't
gonna
really
put,
use
they're gonna put
is
in you
the balcon.
Your unit? They're gonna fix your unit too?
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, it's astronomical lo que están cobrando.
Really?
For the maintenance alone, I'm paying close to $1,000.
See, that's what Eloy says, that
it's
horrible.
It's not worth it. Listen, if you want to go see it, it's a beautiful place. Nadie te molesta.
I know that he's going to go see one.
Pero los baños no son tan modernos como el que tú tienes aquí
en el condo. We're supposed to go see one today at 6 because he has to move.
Yeah, I know.
Because the owner can't afford it. It's in foreclosure.
It's in foreclosure. So many people are in foreclosure.
So the owner, but the owner hasn't told them anything.
I don't know.
But he got the letter from the attorney.
Are being foreclosures.
I don't know. Pero parece que hay otros lugares en el mismo lugar que a lo mejor va a ser más barato. porque él está pagando 2,000 ahora.
Sí.
So he's figured, he says,
listen,
Rachel,
if
the
you
price,
want to move in there, I give it to you cheaper.
He says, you know what? He goes, we could get it for a lot cheaper. So Yunda called him y le dijo, ven para acá porque hay un edificio, aquí está el agua y todo. Vamos a ver cuánto quieres. Si el tipo quiere $2,000, le voy a decir que no. You know, aunque yo no lo pago, lo va a pagar
no,
Lloyd,
pero
but you know, still.
Modos, no vale la pena. Yo te digo sinceramente, I think that you both should come and see it. Es lindo.
I'll ask him today.
In fact, Eli se iba a mudar ahí. Iba a vender su casa y se iba a mudar.
I think
ahí.
He said que se iba a mudar un condominio.
Sí, se iba a mudar ahí, porque
but
es bonito.
What happened?
He's got a comfortable house right now.
That
he,
house
he's
is beautiful.
Not, he's not retired yet.
He should.
I know.
If I was his age and his money, I would retire.
Pero él le gusta trabajar.
Pero es una estupidez, he's over 60 years old already. How old is Eli?
63, I think.
So he should retire and be happy.
I think that at 65 he can retire with that better income.
Who cares about the income? He's fine.
Well,
he should
live. This is what he told me. If things would get rough where he's working now,
that he
would give them their walking papers and he would retire.
Tiene mucha razón.
Right now, you know what? A él le gusta la gente que le trabajan. They look up to him. Él se siente contento ahí, aunque tiene mucho trabajo.
No, if they respect him, that's good.
They respect him. And you know what? When you retire many times, you vegetate. You throw in the towel.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want to do.
Well, you're never going to retire because you're going to live 120 and then you have Rosetta's all of middle school, elementary. You still have one
I'm
more year.
I'm getting this
then
invention.
Then you have middle school
yeah.
And then you have high school.
Well, I have this invention going that hopefully they will bite. And if they bite, you know, I will have an income there,
praise
a steady
God.
Income.
But you're going to have like a warehouse and stuff like that?
No, I don't want to do that. I just want to sell my ideas. Déjalo que ellos se maten haciendo lo que yo quiero
el
hacer.
El producto.
Hacer el producto, market it, sell it.
And you just get like the royalties?
Just royalties.
That's good too.
If they like my ideas. Yo le dije al tipo, yo le dije, you know what? It's needed. It's something that is needed. So how could you fail? People will buy it. It's not
yeah.
something that...
You know, remember that stupid guy I was recently dating? He was saying that he uses gloves.
Yeah.
Pero que las manos le sudaban mucho. Eso era lo que tú estabas inventando,
sí,
¿verdad?
Sí.
So entonces, I think it would sell.
I know it's going to sell. Now let's see if the guy bites. He wrote
but
to me.
But he's not the only one.
No, this is the second guy I'm approaching.
And what did he say?
He's a big supplier to big stores. He manufactures all kinds of stuff.
And what did he say
so,
finally?
I don't know. I'm waiting for his response. A ver qué me dice. ¿Tú qué crees?
Yo creo que sí.
Yo creo que le va a encantar.
Anything that you decide to do, sis, is very
intelligent. I'm banking on that, sis. I really am banking on that because I like to see, you know, something that I do.
To flourish.
Yeah, to flourish and that everybody will benefit from it.
You're very good. Is Leonard going to work for the rest of his life?
Leonard? Yeah.
Because of the insurance.
Yeah,
el insurance.
Está
carísimo.
Oh, yeah, man.
¿Tú te acuerdas cuando yo dejé de trabajar? I went on Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. It was about $1,000 for Rosetta and I.
No se puede. No se puede estar
a month.
Seguro.
So how do you do it? So you can't retire. You really cannot retire.
No, you can't retire. And I don't want him to retire either.
Yeah, most housewives would say that about their husbands. Go
he'll
to work,
drive me
honey.
Crazy.
Go to work, honey.
Yeah, he'll drive me nuts.
Yeah, that's
yeah. But he's a good guy.
No, he
yeah,
is. He is. You know, guy. Like a lawyer. You know, a lawyer just if you just feed a lawyer and give him his television, he's happy.
Right, they're quiet men.
Yeah, and I don't really have to feed him. He'll say, "What do you want me to go get you?" So it's not like I have to cook.
That's a blessing.
Exactly.
Just for that, keep him around.
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
The other day he was shocked that I said, no, I'm going to make you filet mignon. Oh. You are?
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Pero no molesta. Sis.
No molesta.
Si él se queda así, eso sería un milagro de Dios.
Sería, sí. Yo te digo la verdad.
Él vino aquí el otro día, conoció sí. a Lurgia. Yeah. So, we'll see.
Él es buena gente.
Yes,
yo
is.
Siempre te lo he dicho. He's a nice guy.
Oh, ¿te dio la carta?
Yeah, you gave me the letter, yeah. And ya se la dimos al profesor y todo.
Yo estaba Thank haciendo you. Otro para Rosita. Enséñamelo porque she's going to need community hours.
Oh, really?
Sure.
In
she needs them now. She needs them now for her bobcat, no sé qué.
You know, I think this is so ridiculous.
She had to get like over 100 hours of Bobcat.
Oh, please.
So I made that up, and I'm making him sign it.
That's all.
Yeah.
So, oh, please.
Oh, please is right. They don't even have to, you know, how to even feed themselves.
¿Tú sabes cómo
están
las cosas allá afuera con los nenes? Y uno va a dejar que... Please.
No, y tú viste que quiere ahora mi hija caminar sola al parque. Dije que no.
No.
Dice que con 20 niños y 2 or 3 parents. Maybe, si te vean 2 or 3 parents and like maybe 10 or 15 kids.
I don't like this looseness.
I don't like it either, sis. Trust me, it's the hardest job.
It's very hard.
It's very, very hard. That's why I'd rather her be with you for the summer.
Yeah.
Piénsalo bien.
No, yo lo que digo que sí. Yo
mañana habla con ella. You know, I figured I can give you maybe like $200 a month. You think that's too little?
And well, then whatever.
And then $200 a month for you and $200 to do whatever. So it's $400 a month. $200 for the expenses, you know,
we
the food.
We can calculate to see because the food, uno come afuera is expensive.
Well, no, $200 for her expenses, for the food, for the movies, wherever you go. Yeah. I think $200 is okay.
Well, we can make a list of what we spend and then we make adjustments.
Oh, okay, or we could do that way.
I think that way is better.
You could maybe that's another way of doing it. Yeah. I give you the money for you and then whatever you spend, you tell me.
Right.
Like we do with the stuff.
Yeah, in a list and then do that way.
All right, that'll work.
That'll work. But let's see if she wants to do that.
Es que mamá fue como que esta mañana se lo dijo, you know, mamá ya empezó. Mother told her or she told her?
No,
did mother bring it up or Rosita brought
no,
it up?
No, she brought it up.
Tú, entonces se me va a fastidiar a mí porque mi hija, con las amistades.
No, es que mami prefiere que ella vaya al parque.
No, yo no quiero que vaya al parque.
Sí, pero mami prefiere.
No, but I don't prefer, and I'm the mother.
Yeah.
If we can keep it controlled, sis. No, you got to. Entonces, mira, tú mañana vas a hacer proyecto con ella.
Yeah. Mañana, ¿qué
mañana,
sábado?
Mañana es viernes.
Oh, en viernes.
Y ella no tiene escuela.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Ella no tiene escuela todo el día. Entonces, termina la... ¿Tú crees que puedes terminar la mañana? It'd be great if you can.
It's a lot of work.
Well,
but so we can.
Now,
we
she's grounded on Saturday, too, so...
I don't like that. I say, let's finish this quickly, and maybe we can lift it. Now, that's how I will work it. You see what I'm talking about?
That's your psychology?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll work. If she finishes all her project on Friday, a lo mejor el sábado ya puede salir.
Right.
You or know, have a friend, no salir, no. Tener una amiga en la casa, exactly. Porque yo no quiero estar corriendo.
Pero that's how I was saying originally when we started this conversation, yo te dije que I don't believe in punishment like that. I mean,
well,
she deserved.
Well, I've 11 years, I've never punished her. This
but
is
she
my first time punishing
it.
Her.
She deserves it. She has
sabes
a big
que
mouth.
Yo nunca le da un punishment a mi hija. Este sería primero en sus años de existencia. Well,
pero es que a veces hay que hacerlo. Ya el máximo, ya ella se hizo el máximo, no puede estar hablando así, boberías.
No.
Nope.
No. Entonces, mamá, that's a good idea. Sis.
Yeah, that's what I said at the beginning. ¿Te acuerdas que
week,
te dije?
Monday tiene que hacerlo los dientes.
Yeah, Monday
we're
going,
blind check.
Yeah.
Pone los braces.
Esa es otra cosa que le va a molestar todo el week.
No, she wants them. She wanted it on Thursday, today. She wanted you to take her
really?
Today because she wants to show it to her friends.
Oh, my God.
No, todos los niños lo tienen, sis.
Don't. Well, the good thing is that she's a kid.
It's like a fad right now with the kids, and she wanted it on right away. She said she's not going to give you a hard time, ni nada, que no va a llorar ni nada.
Okay, good. I'll say, you know what? I'll go outside.
So ponlo, pónselo, y entonces.
Pero the last time she was so good.
Yeah.
She was so good when they were pulling out that tooth or they were filling it.
Well, she's big now, sis.
I remember when I strapped her down. Now she sits by herself.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
I
very
said,
smart.
Mamita, te aguanto la mano, mamita. No, I'm okay.
She's brilliant. She's a smart kid, and she's very well loved.
I
they
said,
love
okay.
her. Dr. Brilliant loves her. Pero she needs her braces. Up here, aquí va a tener uno.
Tiene tres dientes que se le van a salir, me dijo. I said, why don't you let me touch it?
She was off her bit.
No, because she said the last time I touched it, I pulled it.
What?
I did. All of her teeth, I do. Let me touch.
Well, why don't you go back into her mouth
and
do it again?
I said, let me touch him. Let me see how.
Ella no me deja. Pero ella no quiere que ni toque el pelo ni toque los dientes. No quiere. Antes que te vayas, quiero que Lurger te enseñe si ya no está ahí.
Sí.
Que te enseñe la parte cuando ella está caminando conmigo en el tape que hicimos.
Oye, qué fantástico.
La parte que está caminando y la parte
hasta
que
me dio ganas de llorar.
Ay, no.
Sí, me dio ganas de llorar.
She's
because
growing up.
You know what? These things really do happen.
Of course.
You know, and you say only in the protection of the Lord are we safe.
Well, sis, I love you. I love you with all my heart. Let's catch lunch. How about eating some fish or something?
Yeah, let's to go. I love that.
That's where I went yesterday. I went to a fish restaurant. Bien rico, es colombiano.
I love how they cook.
But they were playing. Yeah, but I eat fish. I mean, you can have whatever you want, but I mean, I was just eating fish.